Today's devotional, The Rivers That Flow. Rivers in the Bible often symbolize God's provision, symbolize His presence and the flow of life that comes from being connected to Him. From the rivers in Eden to the river of life in Revelation, these waters reveal spiritual truths that invite us to experience the fullness of God's blessings. Let's explore the significance of rivers in Scripture and what they teach us about our relationship with God. The river in Eden, a source of life. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. A river flowed from the land of Eden, watering the garden and then dividing into four branches. The river in Eden nourished the garden and was a source of life and growth. God provided everything Adam and Eve needed through this river. It serves as a picture of God's abundant provision for His people, meeting every need in a place of peace and fellowship with Him. Are you relying on God as a source of your life? Well, just as the river in Eden brought life to the garden, God wants to be the source of everything you need. Spend time with Him daily, allowing His presence to refresh and sustain you. The Red Sea, another river, a pathway of deliverance. Exodus 14, 21. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into a dry land. When the Israelites were trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, God parted the waters, creating a way for them to escape. The Red Sea became a symbol of God's deliverance, showing His power to make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Jesus. Is there a situation in your life where you need God to make a way? Is there something you're going through right now that you need to see a miracle? And that miracle is like right there. You are right in front of the disaster. Trust that the same God who parted the Red Sea can bring deliverance and open doors in impossible circumstances. He is the God of miracles, able to lead you safely through any trial. The Jordan River, a crossing into promise. Joshua 3, 15 and 16. It was the harvest season and the Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water above that point began packing up. The Jordan River represented the boundary between the wilderness and the promised land. When God stopped the waters of the Jordan, it was a sign that He was leading His people into the land He had promised them. The crossing of the Jordan symbolizes stepping into God's promises through faith and obedience. What promises of God are you trusting Him for? What are the promises that you need to pay attention to every day? Like the Israelites at the Jordan, sometimes you have to step into the water in faith before you see the miracle. Be encouraged that God is faithful to bring you into your promised land as you trust and obey Him in everything. Then there's the river of healing, the one found in Ezekiel's vision, Ezekiel 47:9. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. Ezekiel's vision of the river flowing from the temple is a powerful image of healing and restoration. Wherever the river flowed, life was restored, even in the Dead Sea where no life had been before. This river represents the healing power of God's presence, bringing life and renewal to broken places. This is another question I ask. Is there an area in your life that needs healing? Is there an area in your life that requires the river to touch? God's river of healing can touch even the most barren and hopeless places, bringing life where there was once death. Invite His presence into those areas. Trust in Him to bring about restoration. Then there's the river of life, eternal refreshment. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. Then the angel showed me a river where the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and on the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. The river of life flows from the throne of God in the New Jerusalem, representing the eternal refreshment and healing that comes from being in God's presence. This river is the fulfillment of God's ultimate plan for his people, a place of abundance, a place of health, and eternal life with him. How can you live today in anticipation of eternity with God? The river of life reminds us that God's eternal kingdom is one of healing, abundance, and perfect communion with him. As you look forward to the day, allow his presence to refresh you now, giving you strength and hope today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rivers in Scripture that reminds us of your provision, of your healing, and of your deliverance. We ask that your presence would flow through every area of our lives, bringing refreshment where we are weary, healing where we are broken, and strength where we are weak. Help us to trust in your power to make a way and to lead us into your promises. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The rivers in the Bible are more than just natural features. They are symbols of God's grace, provision, and life-giving presence. Whether you are waiting for deliverance at the Red Sea, stepping into a promise at the Jordan, or seeking healing from the rivers of God, of his presence, remember that he is with you, leading you, sustaining you, and bringing life wherever he flows. Trust in this river of grace today and allow his spirit to refresh your soul. Be blessed and be encouraged.